scientist for the Lassifrère monitoring team, Rod Stewart, said the volcanic earthquakes are slowly declining in numbers. He said, apart from that, nothing is really going on at the volcano.
The volcano continues to be quiet, nice and quiet. There's a few small volcanic earthquakes that we see underneath the volcano, but you know, these have been happening ever since the eruption, and they're slowly declining in numbers. Apart from that, absolutely nothing going on. I don't even think we've had any lahars in the last week. I don't recall any. So nice and quiet is the current status.
The volcanologist also reported on the vegetation around the summit of the volcano, which he says will take some time to grow back.
We're a fair distance from the volcano, so we really see only seeing the large scale. Any regrowth at the moment is going to be very small scale. It's not even shrubs. It's going to be small plants and things like that. And you wouldn't see that from this distance. You'd have to do a much more detailed survey to see anything like that. But I suspect at the moment there's not really been any regrowth, because every time it rains, the material up there is disturbed, and anything that started trying to grow is taken out of the ground by the rain. So there's quite a long period of sort of no regrowth of vegetation, and then suddenly it sort of gets hold and it accelerates. It's impossible to predict when that's going to happen. I really don't know enough about that sort of thing.
And Mr. Stewart said when it is windy, the vibrations from trees add to the seismic noise. He said the monitoring stations are equipped with cameras to record any activity.
The seismometers are picking up ground movements, you know, and we want them to come from earthquakes. But when it's windy like this, all the trees are being shaken by the wind, and they're actually, through their roots, are transferring energy into the ground. So the seismic noise is increased slightly when it's windy like this, but not enough to hamper what we're doing. We have cameras that are trained on the volcano, and we record them. We really haven't looked at the data for a long time because there's nothing in it at the moment. But if we ever had anything that we maybe noticed on the seismic equipment, or even if we had reports from the public, then we've got that video to go back and look at to check if anything actually did happen at the time that it might have. So we do have cameras.
Lead scientist for the Lassifrère monitoring team, Rod Stewart. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.